Did you get that next year in 2011 there'll be a question about Scots on the census?
I didn't.
You didn't get that?
I didn't get that, no. I
do
now.
You do now.
Sure you're going to want to tell us.
What do you think about it? Should we be spearing at folk about the way they speak?
I think we should remind them the way we speak. And just... Because, again, Scots is it's very, very rich. Mm. It's a very rich language. And me, personally, when I'm talking in my own tongue, I'm very comfortable. I didn't hate
to think... Well, you're at home. You're
exactly,
you're
exactly. No. And instead of having to change back and forward as well, Ken, it makes it very easy for me to speak and write as well. Mm-hmm. Ken, without having to think about, have I not got enough English words in there? Or is there too much Scottish words? Mm-hmm. You can't, I don't think it should be like that. I think that, and also as well to let people be the way that they're comfortable actually talking.
Do you think he and Scots in the census would help that?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I do actually.
Maybe what, put them in mind of it?
Just like you were saying, David, just to remind them. To remind them it was still there, Ken, and didn't let it go. I mean, like what I was talking about earlier on about my granny, Ken, using sat. And she is like echt and wecht and that as well. Nobody in my generation uses that. And everyday kind of talking. Mm-hmm. Can we didn't use that. So that's words that are lost. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been happening over the years, slowly but surely, Ken. There's maybe one or two that'll go every year.
Do you think they should be brought back into wider use? Should be encouraged?
I think it should be encouraged, for sure. Just as... just to have the opportunity, at least, to hear.
To decide for yourself.
Exactly. Decide for yourself if you want to use it, or if you dinna, then dinna. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a nice, like, opinion to hear on that. what way do you think the folks speak Scots in other parts of Scotland? What do you make of them, the other ways of speaking Scots up and down the Kintra?
I love Aberdonian. Uh-huh. I love it because it's kind of similar to Dundonian, the speedo as well. Like, and I think Glaswegians, I think they're Anglified. it's just the twang that the Glaswegians have got that make them kind of sound Scots. But when you really listen to them, they would say, "Ah, you know," mm-hmm. whereas I would say, "Eh, I can." Mm-hmm. Can so. It's great hearing the different kind of twangs and that as well. And I've done a lot of stuff down in Ayrshire as well, and I love the way that they actually kind of talk down there as well. Mm-hmm. It's all very kind of traditional kind of stuff as well, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. And a thing I love about it, like, as well, I mean, I love when I go up to Aberdeen because I could understand exactly what they say. Mm-hmm. Ken, it's very quick and it's very fast. Again, like
Dundon. Even though the foos fits fast and fast.
But it's great. You uh-huh. can. It's really good just to hear it and to tuck it in. To mm-hmm. tuck it in as well.
Mm-hmm. What would you say was Ken Speckle about Dundonian? How would you describe it to folks? Say, what is Dundonian? What is that?
It's a dialect.
There are only things about Dundonian that loops that you think, oh, that's a real Dundonian thing to say.
It's twa playing pez and an ingany and an a.
Oh, right.
That's the classic, is it? You can. And pez.
The air.
And using that. Tekel. Can tekel's another kind of good Dundee word, meaning good. Mm-hmm. And it's... we use the word cundy.
Oh, right.
For the drain, like, aye. So it's... It's a wee bit different, but I wouldn't say any different for the rest of Scotland. I mean, there is only kind of certain words that maybe people would ask you about, but I would say overall, in general, they would ken exactly what you
so
were
it's
saying.
It's a twang, and it's words here and there, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ian's heard, I think, that the air sound that you get in Dundonian had started in the mills.
Right, well, possibly.
Did you
ken
on it about that?
No, really, like, I've no dug... a wee bit into that, like, but again, there is a possibility. I think a lot of the Dundonian came out of the mills as well, mm-hmm. and also, I mean, the amount of people that came to Dundee as well, that mix, so that a lot of Irish came to Dundee as well, mm-hmm. so that mix of Irish and Scots and put the two of them together, you've got Dundonian. Yeah, that's what you've got. So it's And it's and even in Dundee now, kind of, if you go to a place called Lochee, it's called Little Tipperary.
Mm-hmm.
You can, there's still a very strong Irish connection still there to this day,
mm-hmm.
to this day. So it's still there and thereabouts, like, so it's good to hear it.
Does folk in Lochee sound any different to others in Dundee?
I wouldn't have said so, no. I think everybody's evolved, I think, maybe through the mills and that as well, and then it kind of settled, and then everybody kind of accepted the way it was, and Abdi else, in order to be understood, and Kent for the certain words that they used, then Abdi used them.
Mm-hmm.
Now Abdi used, so I think it spread, and it was like an overspill.
Aye.
Through the mills, then it come out, then Abdi kind of used it.
Now, here's a question for you. Again, you were put in charge of Scotland, and you were told you could do whatever you wanted with language. What kind of things make you do in the public domain?
That's a hard one. what would I do? I would...
You were the dictator of Scotland.
I would go back and let people learn a lot more about Scotland, because, again, I think when I was at the school, I didn't get a lot of Scottish history.
Mm-hmm.
We got every other history, but apart from Scots. So I think I would kind of introduce that. And whatever a bearing come to scale, talking-wise, it would be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be told to talk properly, because they're already talking properly anyway.
Aye, for the reason, right?
Yep. And I think that would mark a better Scotland. I think the Scots would be a lot more confident as well. Kind of, instead of getting kind of knocked down, like what we're talking about earlier on, about going down south and that as well, had to change it,
mm-hmm.
can live in it just as it is,
yeah.
and it for people to understand it a bit better as well, and to listen out for it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be possibly the main thing, but hopefully the curriculum for excellence stuff and that as well, hopefully that could kind of creep into that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll wait and see.
Aye.
Hopefully, kind of, will mark a bit of an impact. Like, I've done a lot of things around schools and that in Scotland, in Aberdeen, doing the borders and that as well. Again, they'll force some people into talking the way they speak, but also getting them to write it exactly the way they speak. Mm-hmm. Because again, when I've written my in book as well, it's called Barred for the Building Site,
mm-hmm.
and it's all written in Dundonian. And a lot of people, even Dundonians reading it, are saying, well, I kind of struggled to hear, mm-hmm. to understand what I was saying. I says, but isn't that funny? That you can understand every word that's coming out of my mouth now,
mm-hmm.
but you kind of see it because it's written down, because we're so used to looking at English words, but when we see a Scottish word in front of us, it really doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. or it doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
You can, it doesn't look right, but obviously I've been doing this for 10 years now. Now it looks right to me,
mm-hmm.
whereas before, kind of in the beginning, it was like, oh, maybe you had to get a second look. Which is a bit sad as well, like, aye.
So would you like to see the Bairns learn how to read and write in Scots?
Oh, aye.
Whatever region it was.
Yep, in their own tongue,
mm-hmm.
wherever they are,
mm-hmm.
wherever they are. And I think it makes it more kind of accessible, like, aye, because, again, for certain words get used in Dundee, certain words get used in Glasgow, certain words get used, instead of going down saying, we're all going to talk Scots. I mean, sometimes it doesn't wash in these other places. But, again, getting them to use their own kind of local words and that as well, I think maybe that's a better way forward, because it's more comfortable for them, and that's what they use.
Mm-hmm. So
that's what they use.
The Audrey speaking and writing their own regional form of Scots.
Yep. And maybe again to come together and also use Scottish and other kind of Scottish words as well. Can that would be an extra,
mm-hmm.
if they want it.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted, like, because again, I think that there is a danger if you try and ram something down somebody's throat. Nah,
mm-hmm.
it's not happening. Then they'll push it away.
Look at
Emils. they'll push it away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they'll do. And if there's one thing that what I didn't try and do is to do that, I didn't want to scunner them.
Mm-hmm.
Can we their own tongue as well? Okay, and I think slowly but surely I'll let them get into it. And then once they're in, saying, well, maybe I could use some other kind of Scottish words as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, but to throw it at them at once,
aye.
It's hard to talk in.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to talk in.
Aye.
then I think we would maybe hear a universal kind of Scottish, the way what I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of hearing these different kind of dialects, areas talking in different ways as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Thompson, money thank for speaking to the Scots Language Centre.
That's nae bother. At all.